Welcome to Miracle Moment. This is the new mommy season that will absolutely rock your world, up-level your mama game, and skyrocket your business. I'm your host, Ray Ireland, and brand new mama. Like every new mama out there, I enjoyed those quiet, precious moments of those first few months. But after that, there was this stirring in my heart to lean back into business and activate my entrepreneurial brain. I went into a business partnership with a financially failing podcast production company and turned it into a multi-six-figure production house with over 65 million downloads in just a few months. It's been a roller coaster, and I've learned some unforgettable lessons. As a mompreneur, I know how challenging it can be to balance work, family, and self-care and still see the everyday miracles. So each week, I'll share stories of women who have defied the odds to pursue their dreams of motherhood while also building successful businesses. This show will open your eyes so you can see the miracles around you. With more awareness, more miracles will show up. Light a fire in your soul, mamas. You deserve it. Here we are, another episode. And today we have guest Nastasha McKeon here. She is a holistic nutritionist, plant-based chef, founder and CEO of Choice Juicery, author of Plant Food is Medicine, and mom of three. So I am so excited to bring on this powerhouse. And it's really cool because I actually met her and we got introduced and connected via her mom. So there's a beautiful connection. And I got to say, like, you know, you really can get to know someone via their mom. Like, I think about like, you know, dating, or you're like, you meet their mom, it's like, oh, everything starts clicking. So you know, I kind of know Nastasha via your mom, and she is just so epic. I remember the first time I met her, I'm like, what? You're like a fairy grandmother, and you're so cool, and you're so wise, and you own it. And I remember her talking about you and just speaking so beautifully of her daughter. And I was just like, wow, that is just such a gorgeous relationship. And this was years ago. And my mom and I have a great relationship. Back then, I wasn't a mom yet, but I was like, wow, I hope that my mom gets to, you know, be like that and embrace those qualities of being this like awesome grandma. And totally. It's really cool to have you on the show because of that, you know, behind the scenes connection that we have. And then secondly, your store and your restaurant, Choice Juicery, it's just amazing. If you're in San Diego and you like healthy food, obviously go check it out. If you haven't, it's so yummy. The smoothies, all the snacks and bites, oh, so good. So I'm excited to have you on here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much. Wow. I appreciate everything you said.
Yeah, totally. Let's dive in. Like I said, you have done all of this work in the health space. Clearly, you're an incredible businesswoman. How many locations do you guys have again?
Seven. We have six here in San Diego. We just opened up our first Orange County location at the end of last year. So yeah, branching into a new territory
now. Oh my goodness. Congratulations. Thank you. That's no little feat to have like one successful business and storefront. That's a huge thing to have seven and three kids. That's like you have 7, 8, 9. It's like you have 10 kids there.
Yeah, something like that. Sometimes. Yeah, definitely.
I've got
85 mouths to feed or something like that. So yeah, sometimes it does go that way. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of responsibility.
That's amazing. It is a lot of responsibility. And I think that is part of the journey of motherhood, is taking on that responsibility and be like, I've got you guys. I have this vision. I'm going to hold you. Let's go. What would you say in all of that, like, what's been the most challenging part for you as a mom of three and an entrepreneur?
I think goes probably for any mompreneur out there in the world. It's like, there's only one of me and so many people need things from me. And how do I spread myself between all of these things? How do I give enough of myself to my business, give enough of myself to my kids, and make enough room for me? So I'd say that's probably the greatest challenge, is finding the balance. And I think we swing. Sometimes I'm so zeroed in on business because I'm opening a new store or launching a new product. And I'm like, wow, I haven't really been dedicating enough time to mom life. And then I swing in that direction. I'm like, wow, I've been ignoring myself. And I think it's not perfect, but it's definitely always the big challenge is making more of me to go around.
And I feel like that's what I've been noticing just as a new mom is that it doesn't mean you have to be balanced every single day. And
No.
I like that idea and that imagery of swinging from one thing to the next to give yourself all to these different pieces. And, being able to shift quickly
Yeah.
in pouring your attention into one thing or one human.
I think it's really easy too when you have a business to get kind of wrapped up in that and make that so important. So I really focus hard on just having that awareness, that zoomed out lens. And I have the gift of having two older kids and a little one now. So I have a 20-year-old who's out of the home now. I have an almost 18-year-old approaching adulthood. And then I have my 6-year-old. And so I think having that zoomed out lens is because I see like how quick it went with my
Wow.
oldest, and remembering that how temporary it is when our kids are little and how important it is to be an active, involved, present parent because it's just you blink and it's gone. So I think that gives me perspective and allows me to be like, wow, wait a minute. I'm going to clear my calendar this week and go spend some time with my kiddo. Let's play hooky and go somewhere and like be present with each other. So I try to find tools. Like for me, I know when I'm home in San Diego or Orange County, it's so hard for me to not be available for work. You know, someone calls me, it's like, sure, I'll stop by. Even if it's my day off with my little one, I'll go meet that person. I'll go drop off that check. I'll go do that thing. Sometimes with her, for me to spend quality, focused, dedicated time, I have to leave town and like be completely alone with her so that I can give her all of me and be focused. But everyone has their tools. I'm a single mom, so I feel like it's easy for me to get pulled into not giving her enough of me because there's so many different things calling for my attention.
I like that kind of tool of just shifting the environment because I've noticed that for myself, I work out of the house and so does my partner. We're here with the baby. And we've noticed that we need to just step outside of the house to have
Yeah.
that very focused time because, yeah, just having our computers and phones around, it's like, oh, let me just
Totally.
answer this one email. And
Right there.
it's so
Yeah.
easy. It should be
Yes.
so easy, even though I'm hanging out playing ball with my little baby. But really, those like little moments of distraction, I think, do
Yeah.
take away from that relationship building with the kids.
Completely. And it's so hard to find that balance because we're so lucky that we have that phone, right? Because I can
Yes.
work from my phone and be home with my little one in the afternoon. I can
Exactly.
pick her up from school and I can still be present. But then I'm like spreading myself, right? So creating some time and space where I completely put that away and it's like, it's your time, you know?
Yeah.
So super important.
Yeah, I love that boundary. And just on a similar thing, we were just talking before we hit record around the ability to shift fast. And so we were just talking about shifting, in terms of attention from business to kids and professional life to personal life. But also, we were talking right before this is the beautiful balance of being able to shift a business when it's not going well. And I think with anything that's long term, and I think a lot of mompreneurs that are listening, we have our business not just for like a year to like see what happens, but we're wanting to
Yeah.
create something very long term that's going to be
Yes.
working and sustainable for our whole families. So how do we create something long term? And I'm not sure, when did Choice get started?
We're 9.5 years.
Nine
So
and a
yeah,
half years.
2014. Yeah, early
Cool.
2014.
So, how has it shifted for you? How has the business shifted, the models, and how did you shift as a leader through different transitions and stages of your life?
That is a big question, and I'll do my best to make that a short answer. You don't know what you don't know. And so I got into this industry like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, like everybody else in every other industry out there, just like big dream, want to make it happen and open my doors and realize all the things that I didn't know. I'm glad I didn't know in hindsight because I think it would have created a mountain that I thought I might not be able to climb and I might not have ever started. So it's kind of a good thing in hindsight. But
Totally.
yeah, it was a real struggle in the beginning for me. And there were so many shifts that had to happen along the way, mostly because I refused to compromise on integrity. For me, I think knowing what's important to you is the most important thing to figure out when you're going into business, especially if you're looking to create something like sustainable and long term. I never went into business with that mindset of, okay, I've got a 5-year exit strategy. I'm going to blow this thing out or I'm going to sell it off. For me, I was trying to create a lifestyle business, like a business that was going to be my life, you know? And so I think that I had to shift a lot, but I was able to shift because I knew what was important to me before I even got into it. I knew that I wanted to, I'm a single mom, so I wanted to be able to drop my kids off at school every morning, pick them up from school every day. I wanted to be able to, freedom was my currency, which is crazy in the restaurant business. I once had someone tell me, you'll never, like, that's never, you know, that's someone else's story. And mine was different. I had to make sacrifices in the beginning to be able to maintain that lifestyle that I needed to be a mom and also to be in business. That meant like hiring a manager when I really couldn't afford one yet and I could barely pay myself. And I could have a manager who could manage a store because I had this vision of growing this business model where I could still be a mom and I could still grow this business. Also, integrity was important to me. I've always said I want to be able to drink my own juice because from day one when I opened up, I had founders of some of the biggest juice companies in the world. I won't name any names. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but juices that you see, you walk into the grocery store and you see that juice company in there. Well, they're shopping at my stores drinking my juice because they can't drink their own juice anymore because they pasteurize and dilute and do all the tricks of the trade. So I knew for me, if I couldn't grow with integrity, I didn't want to grow at all. So I think having like knowing who I was about integrity and my currency was freedom to still be a mom and also be in business. And I think those things were what helped me to continue to morph and shape the business as I needed to stay true to who I was and what was important to me, which at the end of the day, I think helped me to not fail where others may have when things got too hard because I loved what I did so much that it forced me to like kind of hold on and bear through some really tough times. So I think that answered.
What a metaphor. Like, can you drink your own juice?
I love it. Right?
That's so great. And there was a really funny story that you briefly gave me a hint on around one of the most hysterical and ridiculous things your kid has ever done. Can you share us this story? Because it just made me giggle.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And it's a great warning for other parents out there that aren't aware of this feature. One day I was home with my daughter and we saw like a Amazon delivery driver come. And he dropped off a package. And so my daughter and I ran out there and we're like, what did we get? You know, it's like Christmas. And so we open up the package and I'm like, it's an Alexa. Like at this time I had my two older ones still at home. My oldest hadn't moved out yet and they each had their own Alexa. I had my own Alexa. I'm like, why'd we get an Alexa? I didn't order an Alexa. And Cora goes, oh, that's mine. I ordered it. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, that's my Alexa. I ordered it. She's like, is my cell phone here yet? And I was like, what are you talking about? And so right away, I called her big sister who like at that time would watch her a lot for me still. And I was like, Tessa, you know, Cora just said that she ordered an Alexa and an Alexa just showed up and she's asking about a cell phone. Do you know what she's talking about? She's like, oh my God, mom, go to your Amazon account right now. She was like, Cora told me that she ordered a bunch of stuff on Alexa, but I thought she was messing around. I didn't think she was serious. So what had happened, we found out, you know, several $100 later of packages arriving. I logged on to my Amazon account and sure enough, we figured out what had happened when Alexa came out with that feature where you can order through your Amazon account on your Alexa. One day she's listening to Alexa and Alexa says, did you know you can now place orders on Amazon using Alexa? And it was like, can I help you place an order today? And Cora, at the time, like 4 years old, she's like, yes. And she's like, great, what would you like to order? And she was like, a cell phone. And she's like, great, how about the Samsung such and such? And she's like, okay, you know, and then can I help you order anything else today? Yes. Okay, what would you like? I'd like an Alexa. Okay, how about the Echo Dot, blah, blah, blah. And then what ended up showing up was like a dinosaur kit, the cell phone, the Alexa, an acrylic nail set, an absurd range of items and varying prices. It was wild. So of course, hilarious. And of course, we shut down the Alexa ability to order things on Amazon. But wow, that was a wild thing that happened with a four-year-old.
That's so funny. I feel like she was like tuning into her inner boss babe. She's like,
totally.
Okay, like mom gets the packages. Big sister gets the packages. I want my own mail.
Totally. It's so innocent. Of course, at the time I was like, my face is red when I found out. I was like, what have you done? When I like looking at my Amazon account, I'm seeing like hundreds of dollars and things that are like on their way as we speak. God. But you know, in hindsight, it was like such a funny and innocent, cute thing. Mm-hmm. She didn't realize the gravity, obviously, at 4 years old of what she was doing. But yeah, she's always been a little beyond her years, that one. With her abilities.
Hey there, fabulous mamapreneurs. I've got something super special for you. Introducing Giggles and Growth, hilarious reflection prompts for the mamapreneur. So just picture this. You're journaling your way through prompts that have you giggling and reflecting like never before. Ever wondered what your business would say if it could talk? Or how about sharing the funniest thing your kids have ever said about your work? But here's the best part. These prompts aren't just about having a good laugh. They're an incredible investment in yourself and your journey as a mompreneur. Taking time for giggles and growth means giving yourself the gift of self-discovery, clarity, and personal growth. As you reflect on these entertaining prompts, you'll gain valuable insights into your business, your role as a mom and as an entrepreneur, and even find hidden gems of wisdom. And the cherry on top? It's absolutely free. No cost, no catch, just a joy-filled opportunity to embrace laughter while empowering yourself. So what are you waiting for? Unleash your laughter and embrace the growth with Giggles and Growth. Click the link in the show notes or visit www.rayireland.com/giggles-and-growth to grab your copy now. Let's make your entrepreneurial journey even more fabulous. Get your Giggles and Growth freebie today, mamas. You deserve it. So how with young kids, and we grow so much as entrepreneurs and like in our leadership ability and the things that we learn, the mistakes that we make, like us just as a company, sometimes you place a wrong order or you tell a client to do something or you tell an employee to do something that's wrong. How have you been able to share how to course correct mistakes with your kids?
I think the most important thing for me is always honesty and transparency when you've made a mistake. That's the one thing I would catch my kids doing a lot is out of insecurity. And I see this in team members as well, often where it's like, I'm afraid to be exposed that I've made a mistake. So it's easier to cover up the mistake or lie about the mistake or pretend I don't know about the mistake than it is to out myself as having done something wrong. And so for me with my kids, it's always been really important. I don't ever tolerate that. It's like, no, we're going to sit here until you're ready to talk about what happened, what went wrong, and then we can move through to a solution. But you're not going to ever learn and grow if you don't except you've made a mistake. So even myself, when I've made a mistake as a parent, I admit that I'm not perfect. I make mistakes all the freaking time. I wish I was perfect. If there's a way to get there, let me know. I work really hard on reaching that goal, but I'm human. I'm flawed. I have a temper. I make mistakes. I remember my daughter told me very recently, she signed up for a new school and we were on the wait list for the school. Didn't think we were going to get in. I didn't do much research on the school. We were kind of following some parents from the school we were at currently into this program that we thought was amazing, but I didn't think we were getting in. So I didn't tour the school. I didn't do any of those things. And literally days before school started at the school that was my backup registration, we get word that we got in. And so I'm jumping to do the paperwork and all these things. And I didn't get a few of the emails because they transposed my name and dropped the S. And so I didn't get a lot of the emails. And when we went back to school shopping, Cora told me, I think we wear uniforms at my new school. My friend Dharma said that. And I was like, no, I would have gotten an email about that. No. So of course I bought all the back to school clothes. And first day of school, we show up and there's 200 kids in uniform. I'm like, wow, I should have listened to you. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I didn't listen to you. And she catches me all the time. She'll tell me an animal fact. She's obsessed with animals. And she'll tell me an animal fact. I'm like, I don't think so. And she'll be like, Google it. And I Google it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was wrong to doubt you. But that's a small example. But to show kids that it's okay to be wrong. But how are they going to learn that if you're not willing to show them like, hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry I did that. Or I'm sorry if I raised my voice at you. I shouldn't have raised my voice at you there. Like, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. I'm a little bit stressed out right now. Or I shouldn't have been on my phone while I was doing that. Let me put my phone away. I'm sorry about that. But just showing them it's okay to do things wrong and then be transparent about it. And then life goes on. The world doesn't end. Bad things don't happen. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to make mistakes. And so I think just talking to them about that is really important all the time. Because, and same with my team members. Hey, I'm going to call you on this. And I know you said you didn't know about this, but I checked the cameras and I see that you did. And I want to show you this thing. And that's uncomfortable for me too. Totally. But I want you to see so you can learn and grow. And also to see that I'm a safe person to talk to. If there's a problem, if you've made a mistake, come to me and we can figure it out together. We're all going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. If you're not making mistakes, I'm going to be worried. That's usually when my alarm bells go off, is if like you seem perfect, because usually that ends in disaster.
Totally. And I think like if anyone that is listening is going through like a rough business patch, just press pause, rewind, and listen to everything that Nastasha just said in the frame of business, because it couldn't be more true. We just had something come up with one of our clients, and it was like something went off with the invoicing, and we didn't invoice them 1 month and then try to catch up, but things just got really messy.
Yeah.
And I remember our whole team was talking, and we were like, okay, we need to own up for it. That doesn't mean that, you know, we have to lose the client or anything, but we need to own up for the side of what we messed up on. And then all we can do is pray that everyone's just going to be in their own integrity and owning up to their own side of the coin. That's the only way that we can do business in rightful, beautiful relationships, which I think is what everyone really truly wants. But sometimes, even if it's just these little things that get swept under the rug, or like, oh, this little thing happened and they didn't notice, I'm just gonna sweep it under and just move along. That's when things get built up and can really become huge issues, both in business and in just relationships in general with your kids. And so I love that point of just, like you said, it might seem like a simple example of like, oh, I was wrong about this animal, but it comes down to those little tiny moments. And that's when the kids learn. That's when we learn. That's when we get
totally
to kind of have that practice.
Totally. When you're saying all that, it makes me think of this quote, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't mean that, okay, somebody has a small lie, they're lying in every area of their life. But the thing is, if you're willing to lie about something small and you do, it's so much easier to lie about the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. It's not necessarily that you're doing that now, but it's like how you do anything is going to be creating who you become. And so I think it's so important to be in integrity, as you said, and be transparent and be honest and be humble and be all those things, even on the small things. You think no one notices. I remember I was dating somebody once, and we were checking out at the grocery store, and he hated like the self-checkout. He hated putting the produce on the thing and weighing and doing the thing. So I saw him just like throw a jalapeno in the bag. And I was like, oh, what did you do? What? Get that. And he was like, it's just a jalapeno. And I was like, I don't care. I'm like, you can't, let's steal it. For me, I was like, I'm so integrity. I'm like crazy about like every little thing. But I was like, if you're willing to steal this little thing, where else are you doing this in your life? Like, this is a red flag for me. You can't steal a jalapeno.
No jalapenos. Leave it. Leave the jalapeno. You don't need it.
But just to say, if it's easy for you to throw the jalapeno in the bag, it's going to be easier for you next time when you walk out of the store and you forgot to put something in there to be like, ah, they make money of money. It'll be fine. It's like those little things, they're really an act of violence against yourself, truly, because over time, those things create your character of who you are. Yeah. So I think it's so important, like you said, to, even if it seems little, it isn't. Nothing is little. Everything is big, because it's like who you are and how you're showing up in the world.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And it makes me think, you're here, sitting here with 7 stores open. To be able to do that, everything you did in that first store just got multiplied, got amplified.
Oh my gosh. So you have no idea. It makes it real hard. I'll tell you a story, really exposing myself. But we were in a meeting the other day, and we found out that there had been a misrotation in the kitchen. And somebody had found like an old batch of like grapefruit juice, which is like a tiny ingredient, like drops go into like the bigger batch, right? And it was an old batch of grapefruit juice. And somebody had, instead of putting it out, it got thrown into the rotation somehow. And so it ended up, they juiced that day and bottled all of our big juices that use that citrus in there. Yeah. And I'm sitting in the office, and there's a few girls in the office. We just wrapped up a meeting. They come in, they're like, we just realized that we made this mistake. It's only a few drops, but there's some old grapefruit juice inside of basically hundreds of bottles of juice that were being shipped up to the stores. And this is a significant loss, right?
Oh my
and
gosh.
I feel like a lot of people might've been like, close my eyes, like just send them out and sell them, but mark them with a shorter expiration. It'll be fine. Nobody will know. It's just grapefruit juice, just a few drops. But I was like, do the right thing. And the right thing is we got to rejuice everything. We have to throw all that juice down the drain. Like, it sucks, but we sell a fresh product. We cannot put this out. It's one thing if a mistake happens, you didn't know something. When you know better, you have to do better, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was juice for 7 stores.
Wow.
When it was one store, it wasn't that big of a loss when something like that would happen, right? But like when it's 7 stores, we're talking about 700 bottles versus 100 bottles. So the bigger, those small things are much bigger when you're running a bigger operation. You still have to show up in integrity, you know, no matter the cost.
Yeah, hold. It's like just hold your spine, and I'm sure you had to breathe through that one.
Yeah.
How do I turn up the kind button, the compassion button here?
And we ended up donating a lot of, you know, people that work at Choice were like, we'll take those. So I think we were able to donate a lot of that juice out, so it didn't actually have to go down the drain. Because I took, you know, multiple six packs of that home because I'll drink it, you know, because everything else in there is good, you know. But I couldn't in good faith sell that to a customer who thinks they're buying a fresh product, not knowing there's something in there that is, you know, outdated.
Such great stories, because it really just shows you. I love the symbolism with the juice, like, drink your own juice, like, even a few drops of grapefruit.
Grapefruit in there.
You know, a few drops of something old can mess up the whole thing. And and it activates a little bit of the perfectionist, at least within me, just hearing that story. But really, that's the kind of standard we want to be thriving towards and setting. Yeah. And I think there's a beautiful balance of holding that perfectionism and that standard and saying, okay, we're not going to sell it, but doing it in a way where it is kind and thoughtful, and stepping into your leadership and being like, well, it was a mistake. Like, no one did this on purpose.
No one got fired over it.
No one has to get fired. Let's just course correct. Let's make a shift. Let's make a change. And
what do we do to make sure this never happens again? And we were able to implement, because we juice citrus every day, we're like, we don't even know how that happened, but we don't have a QC chart in place for our citrus because we use it so much. So we never had one before, but it's like, now we realize we have to have a QC chart so that it's being checked off just to double confirm that was fresh juice. So it helped us to implement. So while, yes, it was a significant financial loss for me, it also helped me to create a tool that's going to, so for me, I'm like, hey, if we're making the same mistakes over and over again, we have a problem.
Yeah.
But if we're making new mistakes all the time, that's okay. Because hopefully we're learning something from that mistake that helps us to be better tomorrow. And that's how we look at things at Choice anyways, when it comes to making mistakes. Also, you have to keep in mind, like, your team is watching what you do.
Yeah.
Just like your kids are. Your kids are watching you. I was reading this book, The Gift of Anger, or was it The Gift of, The Gift of Anger. It was Gandhi's grandson who wrote the book. And I'll never forget this because I thought it was so powerful. There's a story of these people used to bring their kids and people to Gandhi for, like, help if they needed help with them. And they had a child who was, he was addicted to sugar and he was hurting himself physically because he was so addicted to sugar. And so they brought him to Gandhi for Gandhi to talk to him so he'd stop eating sugar because his health was in jeopardy. And they traveled all the way there. They told him the situation and Gandhi said, bring him back in 2 weeks. And they were like, what? Why? You know, so 2 weeks later they came back and the kid walks up to Gandhi and he whispers something in his ear and they both chuckle and then he walks away. And a month later the family reaches out and they're like, he stopped eating sugar. What did you do? And why did you make us wait 2 weeks? And he was like, I needed to stop eating sugar before I could tell him to stop eating sugar. And I thought, wow, think about that for a minute, right? I'm over here yelling at my son, like, hey, stop playing video games, get off of your screen. And I'm like, work, or whatever it is. It's like, am I in integrity to be asking this person, my child, to stop doing this? Am I sneaking a cookie but telling you you can't have dessert? And like, where am I out of integrity here with my parenting? But also, not that your teams are your children ever, of course, but you know, you're leading. You're in a leadership role at home. You're in a leadership role at work. And your team is looking to you to see, how do you handle things? I'm going to tell you to do this, but I'm not willing to do it. Like, we have what we call the emotional moat around every location. And I always say we leave our problems at the door and we step into the choice bubble, AKA the present moment, because our goal at Choice is to serve high quality foods, but in an environment that spreads positive energy. And so I can't ask that of my team and then come in the door and throw stuff around because I had a really bad day at home, or I just got in a fight with my son, or you know what I mean? Like, you can't bring your problems in the door and then ask your team to not bring the problems in the door. Like, you have to be an example of what it is that you're asking of both your team, but also your kids. So anyways.
That's so beautiful. I love that. Well, to kind of wrap up our conversation here, would you be open to sharing a blessing or a prayer for those mompreneurs that are listening and they're struggling with some of the things that we shared and talked about today?
So when you say a blessing or a prayer, like, unpack that for me, like maybe something that's been helpful and supportive for me, share that with the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, you know, just like a little guidance, like energetically as they finish listening to this episode, just a little thing to send them out the door. Out.
I love
You're
it.
Done with this episode. Go live your life.
Yes. Yes. One of my guiding lights, which I think is a good thing to end on, has always been coming from a place of gratitude. When I first started the business, the first year, my first winter, weathering my first winter. I had my first location was an outdoor location. It was nonstop rain that year, and I sold a cold product, and it was like not looking good. And I had invested my life savings, single mom trying to make ends meet, and I'm like, I'm not going to make it. Like, we're not going to make it. I really thought we were going to fail. And there was a night I went home and I just cried myself silly. I mean, I cried until there was nothing left. I let it all out. And at the bottom was this feeling of gratitude. And that changed my life forever. That feeling of gratitude was, hey, if it all ends in 2 weeks when I can't make payroll, you know, I got to live my dream. And if that only lasted for 4 months, I got to see this thing that was in my head walking around in people's hands, making the world a better place. And if it was only for a few months, I got to do something that not everybody gets to do. And from that place of gratitude, there's a picture of me. You can go back to the Choice Juicery feed from, like, you know, the first year, like the end of the very first year, 2014. And you can see that I've got a hoodie on. It's raining outside. Nothing had changed. Like, the forecast hadn't changed. I was still bleeding cash. I didn't know how I was going to get out of the situation I was in. But I am sitting there holding this cold smoothie bowl in the pouring rain, smiling ear to ear. And it was genuine because I was like, I'm going to live my dream and enjoy the hell out of the last 2 weeks that I have to live my dream. And from that place, different energy, things shifted. And all of a sudden, solutions started flowing through. Like, you can't even make this stuff up. The things that showed up to support me from that place of gratitude and the energy shift of like being grateful for the dream that I was getting to live. So I think for me, the prayer, the blessing for everybody listening to this is find your gratitude, find what it is that you're grateful for. When you're in that place of struggle, when you don't know how you're going to make it through the day or bathe your kids at the end of the long day and the world seems to be stacking up on you, like, find your gratitude, because that's really what got me through and what continues to get me through when I face really hard times.
Thank you so much. Such a blessing to have you on this show. And we'll have all your links down below, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Sounds good. Bye.
Hey, mamas. That's a wrap for another epic episode on Miracle Moment, the new mommy season. Catch me on the internet at Ray Ireland, sharing this wild mompreneur life. And don't forget to check out www.rayireland.com/freebies for all the resources and support while building your soul-aligned business. Are you feeling the miracles coming your way? Stay blessed, ride this miracle vibe all day long, and remember, it's all about the journey. Catch you on the next episode.